Fog had settled across the fields and crickets were chirping from the grass verge. The girl was staggering down the gravel road. There was a throbbing between her legs. Something was seeping out of her. She thought to herself she should be crying, but no tears came. What time was it? 11? 12? She pulled her phone out of her purse. Almost 12:30, and Mum was going to have a fit. She was going to meet her at the front door, shake her shoulders and furiously demand to know where she'd been. Then she would notice the rips, the blood, a torn dress. And how was she going to explain those things? She was so preoccupied, she didn't notice the figure in front of her until he was no more than a few feet away. A yelp escaped her at first, but when she recognised his face, she relaxed. "Oh, it's just you," she slurred. "You scared me half to death." Chapter 1. It was early June and the nights were never truly dark. Frederick Roos was sitting in his car, gazing out across the misty meadows. He knew Annabella often cut across them, that she tramped her own paths through the tall grass. Naturally, Nora had told her she wasn't allowed to walk there at night, but Frederick knew she did it anyway and he could see why. With Nora's miserly curfews, every minute was precious. He hoped he would see his daughter walking through the tall grass any second now, wearing the thin blue dress that was apparently missing from Nora's wardrobe. Nora had flown off the handle when she noticed. He thought about his wife for a while, about her fiery temper and anxiety. She'd always been unstable, a worrier. When they first met, he'd found it somehow fascinating, the way she'd been able to build nightmare scenarios out of regular, everyday events. As the years went by, his fascination had been replaced by exasperation. And now, as he sat in the car, sent out by Nora yet again to bring Annabella home, he realised he was reaching the end of his tether. "You can't protect them against everything," he would tell her, even though he knew nothing irked Nora more. The fact that it was impossible to protect them from everything was not an argument, obviously, for not protecting them whenever you could. The only problem was that they disagreed on where to draw that line. As far as Frederick was concerned, Annabella should be allowed to walk home from her friends' houses on her own, even if it was the middle of the night. And he didn't like it that she had to call and tell them where she was if her plans changed. When he was growing up, he'd come and gone as he pleased. He would have kicked off big time if someone had tried to control him the way Nora did with Annabella. No wonder Annabella had started breaking the rules. "Too much free rein is not the issue here," Frederick mused. "It's Nora's enormous need for control that is causing problems." The building that had once been a village shop was on the other side of town. It had been empty for years and was a long-standing venue for parties thrown by the local youth. Frederick knew many townspeople wanted the house torn down. He had signed one of the petitions about it himself, but mostly for appearance's sake. He knew very well that tearing the building down would only mean the young people took their partying elsewhere, probably even further from the town centre. He parked in front of the main entrance. Decades-old yellowed newspaper placards still clung to the big glass window. A deep bass line could be heard all the way to his car. Frederick picked up his phone to call Nora and ask if Annabella had come home yet. He wasn't going to crash a teenage party if he didn't have to. Just as he was about to dial, Nora rang. "Was he there yet?" "I just pulled up." "Is she there?" "I just stepped out of the car." "So go in then." "I was just on my way."